Shiva Shlita. I forgot to tell Rabbi Gross to warn you about my costume. It's not regular that rabbis walk around Friday morning in a bekeshev shia b'nishna shtramo. Even for us, we wear it on Shabbos, but usually not Friday morning. Even the rabbis that get ready early for Shabbos, I doubt if they do it 9 o'clock in the morning. Rabbis l'malam and azman. So why am I wearing this getup? It's Baruch Hashem. 2 nights ago, my son got married. Baruch Hashem. And by us, the minhag is that the week of Sheva Brachas, we wear Malbushe Shabbos. We wear it the whole 7 days. Not only the Chasen Bekala, which that's a minhag oilam. Chosin Makala wear whatever they wear on Shabbos, they wear it a whole week. But even the fathers, beyond the Rebbe's, the grandfathers, they wear them Bushe Shabbos a whole week. I was thinking, what's the meaning of Malbush? To wear Malbushe Shabbos. When the Eden were in the Midbar, they were on a very high Madrega. They were getting prepared first for Kabbalah Satoira, and then they were getting prepared for Eretz Yisrael. And after Kabbalah Satoira, when they became Eden, the Eibishter gave them a Meichel, a very special food, Mon. Achilas Mon required being on a certain Madrega in order to be Zeichem. When Klal Yisrael unfortunately fell from that Madrega, they lost Achilas Mon. What was so special about Mon? So Rashi brings from Chazal that the mon, the Pasuk describes a little bit indirectly, the mon was a food that you were able to taste any taste that you wanted. It means you put one same thing in your mouth and it was able to have any taste that you wanted. What does that mean? So on one hand you have different tastes, which we know different foods have different tastes. There are foods that are sweet, there are foods that are very, very salty, there are foods that are very peppery, very hot. But not only is it the spice difference of the food, but the etzem in each food, there are some foods that are proteins, there are some foods that are carbohydrates. You see why you got to do science? Right? Different foods have different koiches. And yet the mon, what was the mon? The mon was seemingly a food that had within it a koil of every single food. Every taste, every different composition of food, whether it was protein, carbohydrates, starches, everything was contained within the mon. But in order to be able to eat mon, to eat one thing that had within it everything, you had to be in a very high madrega. What was that madrega, as opposed to what we have now, the difference of foods? And if you go back to the very beginning, the first parasha, the Torah HaKadosha, the first chet, the first sin, Adam Arishon, Zachilas Eitz Hadas Toivera. Now, if you look, Papashtus, what is Achilas Eitz Hadas Toivera? It was a food. And within that food, there was a Yedias Toivera. And the Eibishter warned Adam Arishon, don't eat from that tree. Why not? Fakert. L'chayre, as we try to do in our lives, the ultimate person, Adam HaShalom, is somebody who knows the difference very clearly between Tov v'Ra. He knows everything that he has to do, how he has to do it, and he knows everything that he shouldn't do. Yedias Tov v'Ra is the Chmoy Nedik. That's the ultimate Adam HaShalom. And here you had an Eitz that produced Peiros, or the Eitz Hadas Halein, different shittas. Eitz Hadas Toivera, the Eibishter said, Loi Soicha Lemenu, don't eat from it. Because the day that you eat from it, what's going to happen? Mois Thomas. It wasn't an Oynish. It was a Metzias. Achilat's Eitz Hadas Toivera caused Misa. What's the connection? What was the terrible Aveira? Shteit Mepharshim, you know what Eitz Hadas Toivera means? The opposite of the way we teach it. Eitz Hadas Toivara doesn't mean to know the separation, the difference between the two. Now the opposite. Eitz Hadas Toivara meant that a person found himself drawn very powerfully to Toiv and just as powerfully to Ra. The same attraction and good feeling that a person could feel when he did a Maisa Toiv. Rachmanu Litzlan, he would have that same hergish when he did the terrible, most worst thing possible to do. It was Ervuvya. It was taking polar opposites and mixing them up so terribly that you couldn't tell the difference. And now the Chodim Arishan was choyte and he ate. And he brought into the whole Bria this Ervuvya. Now, in order to take something that's totally messed up, that's totally intertwined, if you ever saw a mumble jumble of electronic wires, that each wire has to be wired perfectly from its point beginning to its other point, and somebody goes and not realizing pulls out all the wires and just mumbles them all together, jumbles them all together, just sticks them in at random, nothing's going to work. But in order to get it to work, what do you have to do? You have to take each wire apart, untangle it, and figure out exactly where it has to start from, where it has to finish from, in order to ultimately connect every wire back to where it's supposed to be, and then everything's going to fall back into place. Welcome to Golis. Welcome to the ticking of Golis. Our avoider is to live in a time and a zman that's the effect of the Achilas Eis Hadas Toivara, with his Avuvya. Where things are cloudy, things are hazy. But not just cloudy and hazy, things are so mixed up that there are times that you could be drawn very powerfully and strongly to do things that are wrong. But it makes you feel good. And we all know Adam Nagei, a person has Nagias. So if there's something that draws me very strongly, in my mind, my twisted mind, I'm going to find a million reasons to be able to figure out why it's not so bad. Different foods have different flavors. Different costumes, different malbushim have a different effect. The fact that we are affected by what we wear, by what we eat, it's not a milo. It's a chasaron. It's part of the avuvya. But it's also the same spot where you have the avuvya, where you have the chasaron, that's where you have the makom of tikkun. That means that if I'm aware of what the problem is, I'm aware of the pitfalls, I could try to be makabel and concentrate on the refuah, on the tikkun. That means if I'm aware that foods, different foods have different effects, some of them are good effects and some of them are bad. I'm sorry for the joke, but I'm not really one to talk right now because Baruch Hashem. But why? Because Baal Tshuva knows what it feels like because he never messed up. Not all foods are healthy. I tried them. No, not all. But the pshat is that when a person understands the difference of the effect, even though he's drawn to it, and it tastes good, it's very, very hard to control. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Toira Tavlin. And it's very interesting because the Lashon Tavlin is not medicine. One would think Barasa Yetzahara, the Yetzahara is a mashchis, right? So what do you use for something that's bad? Something that's equally strongly as good. So Barasa Torah should say a lashon of refuah, for medicine. Tavlin. Tavlin is a spice. When we talk about foods, there's the etzam food, and then there's the spices that you add. to give it more flavor. There's no such a thing as a meichel that's only spice. You can't eat only pepper. You can't eat only sugar. God, I'd like to. But you can't. Because at the end of the day, the etzem atzmius is it's just a spice. It's used to give flavor, to give a taste to other foods. The Torah Kedoshah is a tavlin. What does that mean? It's a spice. What's the food? The Chayyur Torah is the food itself. Shteit Mefarshim, what's the remez? The remez is the Torah Kedoshah is going to help me after I made my commitment, my decision to where I want to head. That means I have to know where I want to go. I have to know where I don't want to go. And even if I don't know the whole picture, and I cannot know the whole picture, because the Torah Kedosh itself is the Meir Shabbat, enlightened, shows the way, but I have to start with that understanding that there's things that are good and there are things that are bad. Achilas Eitz Hadas Toivara means everything could be good, everything could be bad. That's not true. And until I'm koina, and I commit myself to understanding that there is good and there's bad, and there's two of them don't coexist and are not the same. It's Chasur Shalom, the Torah Kedoshah. I can sit and I can learn, and I can have a lot of Yediyas HaTorah, but I'm going to say the same Bria that's mixed up out of his mind. Because all the Yediyas HaTorah, Chasur Shalom, I'm going to use to be Matzdik Ra. But if I make that commitment, that I know that what's good is good and what's bad is bad, and I can't allow myself to mix up the two, then the Torah is going to be a tavlin. The Torah will help define, will give me a better understanding. The Torah Kedoshah will give me the strength that I need to stay away from things that are bad, but I'm attracted to them. When we talk about Mabushim, it's the same thing. Different Mabushim cause different effects. Why do we need Mabushim Shabbos? Why dress up differently on Shabbos? Why can't I experience a Shabbos dressed up with the same begadim that I wear a whole week? Because I'm limited. Because I can't. I'm not in the madrega of Achilas Hamon. That I can feel, and I can connect to anything that I want just because I have that rotzen. No. I'm limited. I have a rotzen, I have a desire, but I'm not there yet. So I need things to help. I want to feel a simcha. There's many ways to feel simcha. I've added the word simcha, but we mean talking about the simcha, that's a real simcha, a Yiddish simcha. But there's things that come very close to it that could be called and feel like simcha. Rachman and Lutzlander are the opposite. I want to feel good. That's not simcha. I want to feel happy. Not necessarily simcha. So what do I do? And how do I help myself separate the two? That when I want to feel simcha, should be the simcha of a yid. And not chas v'shalom, the other kind of other things. So the first thing is, I'm aware of my shortcoming, of my limitation. And I reach out to the crutches that I need to help to find the barriers, to keep me on the right side and away from the wrong side. If I want to feel in time and Shabbos, and not just to feel that it's a day of rest, it's a day off. It's a good feeling just to have a day off of vacation. Sleep. No daigus. And that means we all need that. That's not Shabbos. So the pshat is, if I don't avail myself to Malbushim, to make sure that that day of rest shouldn't be a day of sleep, but a day of Maila, I better dress up. Because otherwise, I'm taking a big risk. That I'm going to abuse the Shabbos, not as a Maila, but as a Chesor and Chas V'Shalom. When it comes to foods, I better make sure that I watch what I eat, because foods have an effect. And the Ikechev Ravada is Nishno, the Mabushim or the Macholim. The Ikechev we're talking about is now is the Maisim. It's very, very hard to undertake an achrayus that every action that I do is going to be pre-planned, is going to be thought out. Doesn't happen overnight, but that has to be the goal of every yeshiva bachur. You're sitting b'ahalas haTorah, and just because the Eibishter gave you the schus to walk in to a ladal amma shel halacha, it's a different world within these walls from the outside world. But as different as it is, it's like the mabushin that we put on Shabbos. It helps. It's the tavlin of Torah. It's the spice. But it's still not the food. The food itself is you, what's going on each and inside every one of you. So when you're sitting here, you need to know inside of you, what do you want out of yourselves? What do you want out of this malbush that you're wearing? Because you can even wear malbushe Shabbos, and you're still not going to feel the time in Shabbos. You can eat the right foods, and you're still not going to be healthy. This is a commitment that starts from within. There's ups and there's downs. There's mistakes. Alles. But derech she'adam roitzer leilech, where am I going? Zok to pasuk lech lecha, me'yatzecha, me'ladetcha, me'beis avicha. El oretz asher arekah. The Eibishter told Avraham Avinu, you have to decide in life where you're heading. And the emphasis is, it's not like you could see clearly right now 100% where you're going to wind up. You know why? Because as you continue to grow, the goals that you could be masig keep growing and they keep changing. The Eibishter wasn't playing games. Whatever you could be masig today I could be masig that maybe I'll be able to finish a perek. Next year I can be masik, I'm going to be able to finish a masechta. And in 2-3 years from now, I'll be able to be masik, I can finish Gan Shas. And then Talmud Yerushalmi, Sefer V'Sefri. The goals change as you grow. But it all starts off with the Lech Lecha. You have to know where you want to head. Where do you want to go? Because it's not going to happen by itself. Even when you're sitting and learning, you have to know where you want to go. Or Torah is a tablet. The Eibishter is a helfen that each and every one of you should have siyata d'shmaya. The fear is your halicha, your commitment to where you want to go in life, where you want to head. Rasach atzlocha, siyata d'shmaya, nesiyas chayin. Atul b'zoicha, the simcha shleim, and mehera v'yimeinu, amen.